from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, with his presidency nearly over, Joe Biden has announced that offshore drilling for gas and oil will be blocked across hundreds of acres of ocean, including off New Jersey's coast.
Biden is using his authority to protect 625 million ocean acres from future gas and oil development. The entire East Coast, as well as parts of the West Coast, the Eastern Gulf of Mexico, and portions of Alaska are protected. Biden's decision takes advantage of the 1953 Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act, which permits presidents to withdraw federal waters from future oil and gas leasing. President-elect Donald Trump blasted the move, though his goal to reverse it won't be easily achieved. The law does not give presidents the authority to place waters back into development, meaning Trump may have to get Congress to actually change the law. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A proposed state law would essentially ban pre-approval. If a doctor says you need a test or drug, your health insurance should cover it.
In effect, insurance companies are now middlemen in the doctor-patient relationship. They're making important decisions about patient care despite never having seen the patient.
Brad Schnur, a lung cancer patient, says this fix would eliminate much of the anger that has been directed at insurance companies today. In Trenton, a food delivery driver was held at gunpoint by four men and robbed of food and cash. It happened Saturday around 8:30 at night. The driver was getting out of his car when the men approached him, robbed him, and then fled on foot. He was not harmed. Police are looking for the robbers. And a terrifying home invasion in Jersey City. A woman told police an unknown man broke into her home through a window and sexually assaulted her Sunday night. Happened just before 7 p.m. The victim is still hospitalized, and police are trying to identify the suspect. If you have any information, call the Hudson County Prosecutor's Office. Over on Wall Street, the Dow closed down about 178 points. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Are colder temps on the way? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Your forecast through the end of the work week: clear, dry, windy, cold. Our next potential storm system could arrive this weekend. At the tail end of the five-day forecast, I list out three possible scenarios: big snow, little snow, and nothing at all, with probabilities in my weather blog at nj1015.com, and we'll continue to refine that forecast as it gets a little closer. Tonight, clear skies with a very cold breeze. Lows in the upper teens to around 20 by morning. The wind chill may dip into the single digits. Needless to say, bundle up. Tomorrow, sunshine with a few clouds, windy and cold, highs in the upper 20s. Thursday, still sunny, still windy, still frozen, highs around 30. And then on Friday, we'll see increasing clouds and dry weather, highs in the lower to mid-30s on Friday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Parsippany 28, South Plainfield 30, and Manahawkin 32. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.